This is St. Louis Public Radio. Earlier this month, controversy arose when 10 black Washington University students were falsely accused of dining and dashing from the IHOP in Clayton. A report from the Journal of Mental Health Counseling found that about 80% of blacks who do report racial discrimination were more likely to experience symptoms of PTSD. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports on the unforeseen consequences of discrimination, trauma.
On a Sunday afternoon, the stretch of Brentwood Boulevard between the IHOP and the entrance to the Metrolink station can be busy. The location draws in people all across St. Louis as they walk to the shops and restaurants in the surrounding blocks. In early July, this area was a site where 10 black WashU freshmen were falsely accused of not paying for their food at the nearby IHOP. When they were stopped by officers, several students showed their receipts. The 10 freshmen walked back to the restaurant where they were followed by police vehicles. After arriving at the IHOP again, the manager told the officers they weren't the suspects. One of those students was Teddy Washington. He's a recent St. Louis University High School graduate. He spoke to Fox 2 News about the incident in mid-July.
I think on every day there's a black boy out there that this happened to that doesn't know, one, this was wrong, two, that he can say something about it, and three, that something can come from him saying something about it.
City of Clayton officials released an apology to the students. They said it was clear they mishandled the interaction and acknowledged they lacked sensitivity. And although Washington seems to be taking the incident in stride, for many across the country, incidents of racial profiling can have another consequence, trauma. A study by professors from Yale University and Columbia University found a correlation between mental health and police stops. The results showed that frequent police stops could also lead to anxiety. Shanti Parikh is an associate professor at WashU and a member of the Friends of KWMU Community Advisory Board. She's been in contact with the Washington family for a few weeks. She says interactions like these can cause lasting harm for the falsely accused.
That collateral damage is something they have to live with. That collateral damage is trauma. And we all know that trauma, research shows, has physical manifestations in people.
Some of those physical manifestations include insomnia, anxiety attacks, and nightmares. Earlier this year, Parikh's husband, Jason Wilson, was accused of soliciting twice by Clayton residents. He was canvassing for a Clayton school board position when residents called the police. Parikh says the incident still lingers in her mind.
When my husband was stopped, that didn't just traumatize him and our family. It has a ripple effect, and it makes other black families feel unwelcome and feel like they are always going to be targets.
The city of Clayton says it will introduce body cameras for the police department and will focus more efforts on racial sensitivity training. Leon Sharp is a human and organizational development specialist. He agrees that trauma can be extremely powerful. He says that it can even run in the family.
There's also the generational trauma that gets handed down from one generation to another in communities of color around experiencing racism. And there needs to be continued work to address that.
Sharp says he thinks Clayton's decision to emphasize racial bias training is heading in the right direction. What he wants to see now is a change in policing culture.
Kind of training that are being done with police forces in many places is fine, but let's also look at how we are training and screening people who come into our police and our police departments.
For Washington, he hopes the controversy that came from this will lead to larger change. In the same interview with Fox 2 News, he says he wants to inspire this change in others.
To say that I stole something, that's really frustrating in the moment. But it's moving forward. That was my kind of change in mindset. If I wanna make a difference as far as how these situations are handled, me being emotional in the interactions that I'm having is not like, it doesn't have a positive outlook.
For now, Clayton is pledging to do better. It's also continuing its investigation into the incident. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.